AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The NAACP and other organizations are asking a judge to protect personal voter information that was seized by the FBI from an elections warehouse in Fulton County, just outside Atlanta, Georgia. Former President Barack Obama is clarifying his weekend comment on aliens. AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
Former President Barack Obama is shutting down some alien buzz and says there's no evidence that aliens have made contact after comments he made in a lightning round of questions with podcast host Brian Tyler Cohen that went viral over the weekend.
Are aliens real?
They're real, but I haven't seen them, and they're not being kept in,
Area 51?
Area 51. There's no underground facility, unless there's this enormous conspiracy, and they hid it from the President of the United States.
Those comments got social media buzzing. Now in an Instagram post, Obama says that his answer was in the spirit of the speed round questioning and says that statistically, the universe is so vast that the odds are good there's life out there, adding that he saw no evidence during his presidency that extraterrestrials have made contact with us, ending his comments with the word, really, with an exclamation point. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Two golfers in Washington, D.C. have sued the federal government to try to prevent the Trump administration from overhauling a more than 100-year-old public golf course. They accuse the administration of violating environmental laws and polluting a park that's on the National Register of Historic Places. The group Shipwreck World has discovered the wreck of a luxury steamer that sank in a Lake Michigan gale in the late 19th century, completing a quest that began almost 60 years ago. This is AP News. The man accused of killing 15 people in a shooting at a Jewish festival at Bondi Beach in Sydney has appeared in court for the first time. AP correspondent Karen Shamus has more.
His appearance came as the court extended a gag order to maintain the anonymity of the victims and survivors who did not choose to be identified publicly. Naveed Akram did not enter pleas to the charges against him, including murder and committing a terrorist act. Defense lawyer Ben Archbold told reporters that it was too early to indicate any intention of pleas.
This is the start of the process. We haven't got the brief. Okay, it's been adjourned now for another mention. On the next occasion when we have the brief, we might have a bit more to say, but that's all I've got to say today. Thank you.
Akram was wounded while his father was killed in a gun battle with police after the December shooting. I'm Karen Shamas.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.